B-Pod Studios.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
So we have this wonderful thing called Pay Your Bills. Giving you $1,000, 8 a.m. Make sure you're listening as we give you the code word to give you $1,000.
That was a fantastic read, Roy. Good for you.
Okay, I'm over National Compliment Day.
It goes on.
It goes on all day. Yeah. We have all day to compliment you, so you better learn how to take a compliment.
Okay.
All right.
I just, you know, I feel like I have to give you a compliment back when you compliment me.
I think a lot of people feel like self-deprecating, like they need to be like, oh, no, right. I don't, you know, I don't know.
Hey, when you meet someone's significant other's parents, you should really compliment them. That's a nice way. If you're meeting your significant other's parents for the first time, that's the best.
Yeah, yeah, you really should. And I found an article here, and it's funny that we found this article because my mother-in-law is in town. And yesterday we were literally talking about the first time we had met and how awkward I am.
What'd you do?
I was just awkward. Like, I'm looking at this list, and I broke, like, four of them.
Hey, is this an expensive vase?
Oh, boy. Oh, no.
But they say that you shouldn't pack on the PDA. And when I would get nervous when I was dating, I would, like, kind of cling on to that person. So I looked clingy, and I'm the least clingy person in the entire world. But they say don't get wasted. Did that too.
Oh boy. Mm-hmm.
The first time you met?
Yeah. My go-to is like to have a glass of wine, and I become more socially, acceptable when I'm drinking.
Okay. Yeah. Wait a minute.
People like me when I'm hammered. Yeah,
it's like you get lubed up, like Roy says.
Yeah, lubed up.
You loosen up a little. Okay. Yeah.
But some of the other things that you shouldn't do, I didn't do any of these. But don't bring up controversial topics when you first meet someone.
All right, Trump in that wall, huh?
Yeah.
How about that government shutdown? How you doing, Mrs. Johnson?
Shake him a hand.
Don't lie to make yourself look good. Everything eventually comes out. So
what?
Don't lie to make yourself look good. Like don't fabricate your job.
Oh you yeah. Know? As a good rule of thumb, don't lie.
Hey, while Loren continues the list, we should take calls on what happened when you met your significant other's parents or when someone met your parents. 704-570-9595. What was the awkward thing that happened when you met them or when someone met your parents?
Some of the other things that you shouldn't do when you meet your significant other's parents are don't let them clean up after you. So if, you know, you're having dinner with them, you should insist on doing the dishes afterwards.
Can I say something?
What?
Maybe I shouldn't based on yesterday's conversation.
Maybe not.
But you do the dishes.
That's not your house, though. So how do you, I mean, isn't it awkward for you to get up?
You offer.
You help.
You offer.
Yeah.
You don't have to know where everything goes or anything like that, but you should definitely help. At least clear the table.
Start taking over, telling them that they're putting stuff in the wrong spot.
You know, you should really have your silverware in this drawer.
Because then you just pull it out of the dishwasher, turn, and bang, there it is. Yeah. Mrs. Johnson, I'm talking to you. Get your head out of the wine.
Paula, ever heard about soaking a pot? For Christ's sake.
Hell, you're going to put the pot in it? It looks like that? There's still noodles in it.
You know what? Maybe you shouldn't. You two should not help with dishes.
How do you not have a garbage disposal? It's 2018, 2019.
Hey, Mr. J, I got to go look at your garage. I'd like to get a look at that mess.
And finally, don't talk about money. Don't dress like a slob. And don't only talk about yourself.
Oh, man.
You know, those are all good.
I haven't met Sterling's parents yet, and we've been dating for a long time.
Oh, can we film it?
They don't live in Charlotte.
They don't.
You're going to be totes awky moment.
Oh, of course. So get this. The first time I meet Sterling's sister, I'm a bigger guy, and you guys know because you've known me for a while that when you're bigger, there's certain requirements. All right, more specifically, when you go to a restaurant, boots ain't a thing. It don't fit.
We're not booting.
You know what I mean? We got to get tables. My first encounter with Sterling's sister is meeting her at a restaurant in New York City, and there's nothing big there. Everything's tight. And she already has like a booth for us, and I'm trying to squeeze myself in.
Because there's no other seating.
And so there's no other seating, and that doesn't work. So then they have to pull a chair towards the end of the booth. And so the waiters are like hitting me every time they walk by.
Totes, Aki, Momo.
And so, now I'm embarrassed, about the whole situation. I feel humiliated. Mm-hmm. And so I was, quiet the whole time. That was my first interaction with the sister. But now,
she knows.
She's came to Charlotte. We've had a good time.
And we went to lunch yesterday, and Roy was sitting in a booth.
I know.
I was like, look at you, Slimmy Minnie.
He's the one that picked it. I was like, we're sitting in a booth today?
It was awesome.
Yafo had a fat-friendly booth.
I thought you were losing the weight, buddy.
I've lost some.
I can tell.
Yeah, I've lost a little weight. But this is Ashley and...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Huntersville, welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
What happened when you met your significant other's parents?
So it was my parents were meeting my now husband for the first time. And we had driven through the night to get to my sister's graduation. And we crashed on her futon. And they ended up walking in on us asleep on the futon. It was a great first impression to meet my now husband.
Hmm. Did you at least have clothes on? Thanks, Ashley.
This is Madeline in Mount Holly. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Good morning. So I met my now father-in-law, and he was showing me their house, and I accidentally fell down their stairs and hit my father-in-law. So now I'm called the klutz in the family.
Wait, I missed what she was called. What were you called?
The klutz.
Oh, the klutz. Okay.
How many steps did you fall down, Madeline?
About 6.
Oh, my gosh. We actually have audio.
I was wearing jeans, and so now it's this big mark that is always on their house. But they just say, oh, yeah, that was the first time I met Madeline.
Oh, that's funny.
I love the sound effect of falling down steps. So funny. That's such a hard fall.
You guys want to take more?
Yes.
All right. 704-570-9595. If you're on hold, hang tight. We'll come to you in about 5 minutes. The Aki Momo you had when you met your significant other's parents.
Listen to the MRL Morning Show on demand whenever and wherever with our podcast. Use our Kiss95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
So what happened when you met the significant other's parents?
Loren gave us a list. We'll put it up on kiss95.1.com. It's a good list. I think it's a good rule of thumb to follow.
Yeah.
Let's bring in Michael from Hickory. Michael, you're live with the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show. Welcome.
Hey. So when I first met my wife, I went to her house for the first time, and her dad walked by my truck, and it was full of beer cans because me and my wild buddies were hanging out. So he goes in and tells my mother-in-law, he says, man, I think that boy's got a drinking problem.
That's a good first impression.
Oh, dude, it was pretty wild. So,
how did it work out with you two?
Man, we're still together, got a little boy, and mom and daddy-in-law love me.
Good for you.
Thanks, Michael. Thanks for listening. Have a great day, okay?
You too. Thanks.
He opens the door to the truck, hands roll out. All right, this is Nicholas in Indian Trail. Welcome to the Manny Roy of the Rim Morning Show.
Good morning, ladies and gents.
Good morning.
What do you got for us?
The first 10 minutes I met my father-in-law, I called him a blooming idiot because I heard a bunch of stuff about him and summed up that he's a 50-some-odd-year-old toddler, and it came true. And I'm allergic to stupid.
Oh, my God.
I love you called him a blooming idiot.
Thanks, Nicholas.
I'm allergic to stupid.
I really want to know how their relationship is.
Yeah, me too.
I'm sure it's not good.
This is Katie in Statesville. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
Hi.
Hey, Katie. Did any of these things on the list happen to you?
No, mine was super embarrassing. My boyfriend had a studio apartment, and when we were moving furniture, everything is in the room together. So his father knocked on the door in the middle of us moving furniture, and that was the first time I met his dad.
Did he knock and just walk in, or did you guys get decent?
No, he knocked, and I was so embarrassed. I, like, rushed and got my clothes on, but I'm sure it was super obvious what we were doing.
Yeah, that's so funny.
Yeah.
And by the way, thanks. Well, I don't want to put Katie on the spot, but you know, you have to finish once you start moving furniture.
Oh, Manny.
You do. You tell Dad to go out to the car for a minute. Or five.
No.
I'm pretty sure once the knock happens, it's
over.
Moment over.
Yeah.
Well, typical. I'm reading it wrong.
Mm-hmm. Kim, from Lake Wylie, welcome to the Manny Roy on the Rim Morning Show.
Good morning. So, last year, I met my boyfriend's mom for the first time. She lives in Florida. It was his birthday. We go to dinner. Of course, it was awkward or silence. And like Lauren, I need alcohol to loosen up a little bit. So I ordered a shot. And she jumped in. She was like, heck no, we're doing tequila. So she starts with the tequila shots. Next thing you know, it's 10 o'clock at night. We're on the patio. And we swear we see the stars moving. We had her son convinced that the stars were actually friggin' rotating. And she's back in town now, and we're hanging out tonight, and I'm kind of scared.
That's so funny.
It sounds like it worked out well for you.
Yeah, that sounds like a fun group.
Yeah,
tequila with the mom-in-law. Good for you.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.